Hello, hello, Kopi Kamilo Podcast, episode 57 with Leiaism, also known as Leia Ismail, singer-songwriter, musician, theater actor, poet, and life surfer, of course. On this episode, we talk about how, from her early busking days to a full-time musician, ladies and gentlemen, Leiaism is about to go big. It's just a matter of time. Listen, man, this is the journey, a time capsule that you wish you heard. Enjoy the podcast, avid fans of Leiaism and the curious souls and the listeners of Hello Hello Kopi Kamilo Podcast. If you're on Spotify, thank you. Spread the word, spread the love, give position. Hello, Fico. Hello, hello, Kopi Kamilo Podcast. With Leia.
Hello.
Well, what's your full name, by the way?
Leia Ismail. So I just throw off the A I N L. So the Leiaism. I'm a singer songwriter. I'm also a theater actor. I sing and write a lot. I've always liked to write stuff growing up, but I never really took it as a macam poetry or whatever. I just listen to music and I tulis. Macam I listen to, I ingat satu ni I pernah post kat Blogspot. I tengah dengar Paramore punya lagu. Lepas tu I tulis another thing on top of it with that kind of feeling macam heaviness tu kan. So I write something. I think when I was 20 years old, baru I baca Yasmin Ahmad punya buku.
Yasmin, How You Know.
Yes, Yasmin How You Know. After she passed away. And then ada part yang macam she write her poetry and then she said this is poetry. And then she had, there was one part where she's, when the friend tanya dia macam, I never get to write macam poems, dia kata kan, I'm not creative. And then Yasmin cakap macam, what are you seeing right now? So she described it macam, that is poetry. So I'm macam, fuck, itu lah poetry. Like what I've been writing is actually beats and stuff of poems lah. So that's when I'm macam, oh. So okay. Tapi growing up, I write a lot. I ada lukis juga. I sketch a lot. But I think my parents didn't know what to do with it. Dia macam, oh, okay, macam tiba-tiba seorang ni melukis.
When was the first time that you remember that you actually started singing? When was that first moment that, oh, I actually enjoy singing?
I think it's actually when I was 6. Lagu Cindai. My first song legit yang I betul-betul buat when I was like 25. Yeah, 24. Tak, younger. 22, 23. I tak adalah tu sangat 22, 23. I made like a full song yang macam I learn to play guitar when I was a street musician. Macam dapat duit brim, lepas tu dapat duit brim, pergi beli gitar sebiji, lepas tu kawan I ajar.
Kawan you ajar? So in your 20s, you learn your guitar?
Yes, guitar,
in your 20s.
Keyboard, semua in my 20s and through YouTube and friends.
Then you started busking kan?
Yes, I bus.
Busking kat Penang apa? Kan?
Kat Penang, Johor. Melaka. Banyak Johor dengan Penang dengan Melaka lah. Macam bila cuti sekolah, kita macam orang mesti balik kampung. So jom pergi Penang. So Padang Kota be full of people. So kita orang basking kat situ, kat ujung.
Tapi what was the greatest challenge that you face masa basking?
I didn't cover my hair back then. So I tak boleh tudung lagi. So I think after the 8 months of basking, and I decided to cover. Tu my mum cakap macam, dulu tak bagi keluar, nak keluar. Jangan pergi sini, nak pergi. Sekarang ni dah boleh keluar, pakai tudung pula. So macam kalau tahu, baik bagi keluar je awal lah. I think after the 8 month that I played on the streets, I started to like cover. And then after that, it was quite hard. 2 a.m. in the morning, me being a hijab girl and playing on the streets. People would just stare. Okay. And stuff like that. We'll be eating on the side of the streets and then play and then sing and whatever. I think that's the thing that people just look at you differently and like judge you because of what you wear. That's also when the point where I learn, you know, just to ignore and just like let my vocal speaks and my music speaks. Masa I basking, it was like when we were going to Penang, it only be like, okay, so everybody has 50 bucks only, enough for ticket, nak minum makan for the journey, and then sampai, and then we would chip in for like 2 rooms dekat like a budget hotel. That's it, because we want to come back with money. So we would go macam just $50 in our pocket each, ish, and then when we arrive in Penang, okay, every day we have to go out because we don't have any money. We will stay away from ATM and everything like that, and like we have to come back to KL with money so that we can raya and stuff like that. Yeah.
Damn. Okay, so all this hustle, I call it hustle and busking semua. When was the first moment that you feel macam okay, I'm going somewhere with this? Macam yes, finally.
I think after a year and a half, and then my mom were okay with it. My mom were like, okay, you're graduated from diploma, and then you're trying to figure out what you want to do for degree. So, and then you never had the chance to study music, and I know you like it. So okay lah, go bus and play and have fun and learn and stuff like that. And then after a year, my mom was like, "Hey, how long you gonna do this, huh?" So I got into a fight with my mom, and then I was like, and then it was and I had like a very bad day in music on busking that day, that particular night. And I was so tired, and I felt like macam like enough of this . And then I woke up the next day, and I was like, "Hey, I still want to do this. I still want to get ready and go out and play music." That's when I realized like, okay, I've been looking for what I wanted to do really, because when I got back from interning in hotels, we would talk with our friends, and then I would say like, "What do you feel when you came back?" And then he was like, "This is what I wanted to do in my life." Like I went to practicals more, like I figured that this is what I really want to do, and I didn't have that, so I was looking for it. And then I think when after a year that it kind of came to me, and macam ini ada. This is it. This is what I wanted to do. I hated it last night. I mean, I didn't hate it. It was so tiring and whatever. It was so exhausting. But when I wake up, I still want to do it.
The moment when you realize you can sing, and you macam mana you sedar? When, how do you realize it? Macam through vocal recording ke macam
nyanyi? Just sing along . Sing along.
And how do you know? Like, because like there's probably 100% of human beings likes to sing.
Yeah, everyone can sing.
Yeah, but how, like some of them, like label themselves or being labeled by other people that they can't sing. I think it's just lack of knowledge.
Yes, lack of knowledge.
Because everyone can sing. It's just what range, betul tak?
True. Everyone can sing, but it's just like, what is your vocal capability?
Yes, exactly.
And what is macam key and whatever. I think I memang sing along. I banyak sing along things inside the car, and I like to hafal lyrics. Just, I don't know why, but I really like it. I really like music. I think one of the first album that I got pun macam when I was 14, and I was 13 or 12, and it was like I kumpul duit raya, and it was like a Britney Spears album and Linkin Park punya album. So two of that. Then I kind of hafal everything inside there, and I like to dance. I was a part-time dancer for 2 years, and then I got into college. When I graduated from college, I got into music, busking, and then after the third year that like I did busking, I'm macam, I think I'm ready to sing something on my own. Singing has always been something natural. And then I grew up at places where there are bands, there are live bands, there are people that jamming kat kampung, kat dalam pulau tu. So it has always been like something that I wanted to, that it's natural to me. And I watch MTV a lot, so I kind of hafal every song.
So macam it's actually confidence
I think.
If you have the confidence, you can go for it.
Yeah, and then the more you listen to songs properly, bukan like the right way, but properly really listen to it and
how
understand.
How do you listen to songs properly? Can you please enlighten me? Like, how, teach me, master. Have I been listening wrongly? Damn.
Like, there's no right or wrong . But properly listening meaning macam betul-betul understand, like trying to macam, I like to figure things out. When I listen to songs, I macam,
like macam ni orang buat melody that kind of thing ke macam
mana? Yang tu sekarang. Before this I was like, why does it make me feel like, what does it make me feel a certain way? Why does this note make me feel a certain way? Kenapa when she sings, kenapa? Why does it make me feel something? So I kind of like listen to it, and I understood and appreciated the way they sang it. So and then I sing along. I think mostly yang macam boleh nyanyi but not macam kadang-kadang ter-accident tu normally because our mind have an, for me, our mind, our body have an automatic punya defense mode where when you go a certain note or a certain movement that you do, and then you macam, oh, this would crack my voice or this would hurt me, and then you would stop. So I think normally you just listen to it and just sing.
Just go for
just
it.
Just sing along. Just go for it.
Even you can't reach it.
Even
pitch,
if you can't reach it, at least you, and then because after that, then your body will realize, hey, I can do this. I can hit this note. I can. It doesn't really hurt me. It kind of does, but I think if the more I do it, it wouldn't hurt so much.
So vocal are like muscles, kan?
Yes.
Macam the more you flex it, stretch it.
Banyak then. Macam ada yang a friend of mine cakap macam the low, macam dia macam getah. Kalau you tarik terus nanti dia putus. Kalau you tarik sikit, it would. Lagi longgar. That's how vocal works. Meaning the lower you can go, the higher you can hit a note. He's a drummer, Man Kanan. But he came up to me and say, do you bus? Do you wanna go busking with me? And I'm like, huh? Like, I don't, but I can sing ah. And he's like, do you know how to play shaker? No. Oh, never mind, I teach you. Do you know what is your song key? I'm like, I'm really sorry, I don't know what that is. And then he was like, okay, never mind. So, but if you dare, if you berani, tomorrow at 12 noon, meet me in front of Sogo. So I told my mom about it. My mom said, okay.
This was, you were 20?
I was 20, yeah.
If you think about it, kita lucky gila.
Kita lucky
to
gila.
To be born, yes, to be born. To be alive right now.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I think I would be way more famous if I was born earlier. Sebab tak ada orang buat lagu macam ni. But I wouldn't get inspired without these people that have done stuff before me, kan. Yeah. So I think super lucky lah. And I think macam my batch, macam kita punya batch is macam orang yang menggerakkan like progress, that progress and move things so that the younger people can understand and do more with more resource. I think back then tak banyak resource and it was like okay, work, family, money kind of thing. So I think it was our batch yang got to experience all of it on YouTube. I'm like, what the hell? And that boy is like 17 years old. Crazy. So I'm like, I rasa macam there's always a way now and resource that you can pull if you want to do something, anything in the world.
Yeah. You think, okay, because you are now doing it, you're now doing music, and like from your perspective as a musician, why and what is stopping us from making it overseas, macam international lah orang cakap.
Faham.
Kan, okay, like because I would say maybe we can appreciate Yuna because she made it to the other side, dekat US, but then her effort to get there is crazy. Kena pindah sana, kena dapat orang punya attention dekat sana, lepas tu try, lepas tu macam tak ada apa-apa, lepas tu try many years, kan.
Yeah,
why don't we have that one K-pop big break?
Our culture were not macam arts and budaya are not something that we put in front
back then.
Even macam I think, so like I think culturally kita punya culture.
Ira, have you tried the coffee? You have?
Yes, I had. So good.
Okay, sorry, you were saying cultural?
Culturally, arts is not something that macam in Malaysia punya culture to put as a forefront. So I think macam it makes sense if when you hit 25 baru you macam I want to do music. Rather than people outside of Malaysia that started from 16, 18 years old, because our parents were not taught to teach their kids music is something that can enhance their brain or their knowledge, their understanding, perspective in life, or in terms of it would help macam a math genius learns violin and piano outside. Kalau kita macam don't even listen to music, just be in your room and study. You know, that kind of stuff. I think creativity is very important. So I think it's our batch that is understanding that, trying to macam add more colours in our own culture.
I guess the upcoming generation yang is going to be the next Justin Bieber.
Yes, I think it will come
explosion.
Up. Sekarang banyak orang muda-muda that listens to traditional stuff more, that appreciates it. It's coming that because we are highly influenced by Western music. So I think there will come a point where we get bored of it, like how we get bored looking and watching stuff on our phone, and then now we go to live shows. We humans will get bored of stuff, so I think it will come up.
We just want constant change.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So I think I like a lot of musicians yang sekarang that I've met that are starting out. It's like they're like 16, 17 dah start play music. So I think that's very good because they're experimenting and you can hear all these different sounds and you start to appreciate this, the Malay sound of it.
How do you measure success in music? Is it the sales? Is it the ability to tour? Or if you can make a living, then you're successful?
I think for different people, it's different. Macam ada I met, like, she's okay with just every other weekend playing with the band. That is already successful to her, that she has a day job. And then dia play for her band dekat any other night or weekends, and for that is already success for her. And my other friends that kind of like, I play at a coffee house every few other months, and then I do freelance design design punya job, dah best lah. So that is successful. So I think for me, I think being able to do this just macam art full time and making a living out of it.
Yeah.
And not specifically music, just doing arts.
Arts as in anything at all?
Anything
theater.
At all. Theater, painting ke apa ke. But like, I think
you paint as well?
Not really, not anymore.
Oh, you paint once upon a time?
No, once upon a time. I sketch a lot not really paint I'm always scared of colours. Kalau colours, I do a lot of macam tie-dye, very abstract kind of stuff. But painting and that kind of stuff are something that I would like to tap into in the future, because I will get bored of stuff anyways. So I would want to explore. And even in theatre pun, I got into theatre because I wanted to expand and explore my writing. So I wanted to know more on the writing side of it. But me being very extrovert and stuff like that, people see me as an actor, so they offered me that first. So I'm macam, okay, why not? Okay. Even in music pun, singing is something that is natural to me. But I really want to know the production. How do you write? How do you arrange, compose? That is super fascinating for me. So
you're a curious soul.
Yeah. So kalau menyanyi tu yang that I have to dive into first to get where I want to be, why not? I like it anyway. So why not? I get to explore. Even in theatre pun, I did theatre. The whole point of it was to expand my music. Because at the end of the day, my music is my forefront right now. So I think every other month, every other time, or like every 6 months or so, I would have a new goal and aim that I would go for. So it's I always tak lah measure, but I always macam crave for success in terms of that, like completion of something. Okay, successful. Okay, done. Okay, done. Okay, what else? Keeping that momentum and focus is very important, and that is already a success because you are your own boss. So if I am able to manage myself and do art full time for the past 5 years, so I think okay, success. I found music as a medium and art art form, even in theatre pun, a way for me to communicate a story, because I like to tell stories to people. They be like, kalau Liam si cerita je.
You're a storyteller. So you're inspired by Yasmin Ahmad, I'm guessing.
Yeah, of course. Really? I think the fearlessness that she had in her, and growing up as a girl, as a female, when I was younger, it was always like, oh, tu lelaki punya, or like, oh, your brother, itu abang you, you kena macam ni, you know. I always, I had a lot of sisters and brothers, so I had to take care of them. I liked that, I enjoyed that a lot, but it came to a point where I needed to understand that I can make decisions for myself as a female, as a young female, at that moment. And then growing up, people has always labelled, oh, perempuan tak boleh macam ni. And I was always this tough girl that played football and buat taekwondo, do silat, and like, but I do debate and storytelling in competitions and stuff like that.
How many hours do you have in a day though?
Oh, well, my mom, I think because my mom had a lot of kids, so she made sure everybody had a schedule, kind of a schedule where sekolah until 1:30, and then 2:30 to 4 you tuition, 4:30 to 6 you sekolah agama, 6:30 you come back home, you're gonna go to the beach or swimming pool until maghrib you go back, so mandi, solat, and then you have like 1 hour or 2 hours in front of the TV, and then you do your homework, sleep. So I did that for like 6-7 years from with my mom.
Gila, silat pun sekali.
So wow. In between lah.
I mean, if you're not a musician, what do you think you'd be apart from musician or hotel?
Hotel managers, yeah, whatever. Hotelier. I think I would actually be mungkin a teacher kot, because teacher. I really like to tell stuff. So paling-paling pun like I would do. I can't really say stand still in one place, so maybe I'm going to be like a part-time tuition teacher.
Think about it, kan? These days, macam a lot of people fell off record labels, kan? Because you don't really need it anymore.
Yeah.
Record labels, basically papers lah, like degree, record labels.
Yeah, betul.
Because everything you can do it yourself.
Yes, true.
And
true,
it's
true.
Just between you and your consumer. Mm. So at the end of the day, your music you want to sell. You want your fans. You want people to listen to it.
True.
Why do you still need all these people when YouTube is there, Spotify is there? Betul lah.
Even Coursera ke apa ke, you know? So I think education system and labels should be very scared and actually improve their way of teaching and label how their way of managing artists, instead of trying to make the artist listen to them and to understand the artist. Macam Amy Winehouse was picked up by a label. For the first 2 years, she went on the road just playing at different random bars and school and whatever. Like Justin Bieber played at all the macam the high school and everything to create a following, and then in a way to expand and explore their music. From there, they would groom. Even Amy Winehouse in one interview, she said like, why are you asking me, does the label control me anything or whatever? The label follows me. The label is there to groom me, to understand my music, how we can put it out and make more people listen to it. So it's not really an issue. So I think local labels, there are managers and people that understood that, but the higher up punya people and person in that label yang still very hard to let go of their habit of the old formula that they use during MNASA and punya batch and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, even Sheila Majid pun played at all the bars and all these venues, small venues before, people were like, "Hey, Sheila Majid, you." Even Hujan played on all the indie stage. After that, baru like all this radio, like, who is this Hujan? Who is this Hujan boys that people are requesting? And I keep hearing their name outside when I go out and go and listen to stuff outside and people talking, like, who is Hujan? I think that's what the same formula Mazdo took and adjust and adapt to their concept. Buat macam like, siapa Mazdo ni? So I think it came to a point macam label should just believe and trust their artists.
What would be the best piece of advice you've ever received throughout your life?
My mom says that love doesn't hurt. So because if macam I know you so well and at the end of the day I still love you because I'm your mother, but at the same time because I know you very well, so I love parts of you, I appreciate you. So love doesn't hurt. If it hurts you, then there's something wrong. So I think I apply that just everything in my life. If it hurts me, if I'm not happy about it, if it doesn't make me happy, then I would like, okay, why? Why doesn't it make me happy? Okay, because of this. Or it's not a strong reason. Then just do it. It's just fear. If it's like macam, oh no, because it hurt me, it brings me down, then like, okay, no, not for me, or maybe not now, I am not capable to handle it now.
If it hurts, that means something is wrong.
Yeah, something
you have
is
to
wrong
it.
Yeah, in every aspect of your life, if being alone, meaning you loving yourself, kan, then if it hurts you, then macam you have to figure out why. And what else, huh? Kau nak buat benda, buat betul-betul. My friend says that a lot. If you really want to do something, if you're lazy, then you're lazy. Bijan said this to me a lot. So why don't you do this? Oh, because I don't have the time. No, because you're lazy. Because if you like something, if you want to do something, if you rajin, you would find time to do it. That's how you can go out and meet me now, because you make time to do it. You don't make time, you're lazy. So don't give excuses. Don't give excuses. That's the advice. My dad also said the same thing.
Damn.
Don't give excuses. Even if you do, then you have to understand that I am making excuses because I'm lazy. Okay. I still tanya macam tu, like, macam, why does they make, kalau orang tanya like, is he that, why is the song like this? I'm like, asa, I would ended up asking the person itself, are you, or is it, why kenapa, is it the setup that you wanted to do? Is it the choice that you wanted to make? Or because of this? Okay, so I understand. Or I want to make music because I want to get into a label because I want to make money. I want to get famous and get sponsored, and that's how I want to make a living. I respect that if that is what you want to do. Because different people, different motivation.
Yeah.
If this is a medium for you, if singing is a medium, or music or art or acting is a medium for you to get famous and live off sponsors, because for you that is fun and fulfilling, dipersilakan lah. I'm very macam okay je. As long, but if I ask you and then you were like, oh, because this person said this, or because I'm not sure, I don't know lah, let it be. Then and that one I'm macam okay. I would say like, oh, maybe you could explore things that you want to do.
Yeah, I mean, you are wasting your time and resources.
Yeah.
And energy. Yeah.
Exactly.
There's no point in trying to be a singer when you don't really want to be a singer.
Yeah. And when you don't, when you just listen to what people are suggesting to you, but what you love is another thing.
Mm-mm.
And if you say like, macam, oh, I like jazz, but they don't want to do jazz tapi, because you cannot sell whatever. Yeah.
Tapi ramai orang like I don't mean to be rude, but there's a lot of people in Malaysia, especially or Asia lah. That's not be vague or generalizing. Tapi there are a lot of people who have no balls, you know.
True. I always say that, macam, please lah, grow some balls.
Yeah.
And man up lah. Not saying that macam male ke female, just man up and own it, own what you do. If you want to do something,
too scared on what if I fail, do this, cannot, ni tak boleh.
And if I say this, if I say I want to be famous, nanti orang cakap macam ni. I like, you know, I think like me getting into the indie scene pun from a label, I had to like understand, and then I was doing a lot of corporate gigs and stuff, so I had a certain, and I studied hospitality, so I had this professional face on. So when I started doing indie gigs, I had to be myself, and I was like, oh wait, but I'm scared if people say nanti nampak rambut pakai tudung macam ni, or you pakai tudung but you lompat-lompat atas stage, and then you doing things off stage, stuff like this.
Yeah.
Kan, macam, and then you hang out with guys a lot. I'm like, okay, after a while I'm like, okay, when I want to do this kind of things, I don't want people to talk about it, so I might just have macam as well do it, so people would know like, oh, tu Lelia memang macam tu. So if I randomly go like chatting for a month or krabi for a month, people like, oh, very Lelia. I like that. Even if now I wear something funny, like macam semalam I wore like, I had a show and I wanted to wear this pair of socks that I got from Stay Cool, and then I only found one, a pair of it, and I found another pair of another macam one single one from another pair. So I'm like, okay, pakai je lah dua-dua sebelah-sebelah lain kan, might as well, it looks kind of fun. And then people were like, you pakai satu kilo lain tu, tapi orang gelak in terms of macam it's very me.
Oh, so, high five to that, because like I wear mismatched socks every single day.
Really? I like it. I mean macam like, if you feel that's what comfortable to you, okay.
So first don't of really all, care. People will laugh, and then after that, they'll make fun of you, and then sooner or later they'll accept it that it's you.
Yeah, sometimes it's just friends. In terms of they know you for such a long time, and then they'll be like, why are you wearing this? I never seen you wear this. I would just agree, like tu lah. I also never wear this. I also wonder why. That's why I wore this today. I always say that because it's being stubborn, I always get defensive on stuff, kan? And then being a female, you always macam grew up trying to prove something. So I understand to like, instead of proving something, I might as well enjoy and include them. So they understand what I'm doing, at least in their own perspective, even if they don't really understand me.
For artists or musician, creative people who was just starting out, and then having the whole their whole friends making fun of them, their family members discouraging them, what were your advice, or what are your tips for these creative people who wants to prove, like who has this like, korang tak percaya, you know, like, I need to prove, but I don't know where to start. Macam mana?
Faham. I think don't be scared to get hurt and to sacrifice to feel that it gets hard. It will get hard. I mean, even coming up, contoh lah, if you come up from a very bad relationship, either way, both of the person has been in your life at least for 2 years, contoh kan, like, or 8 months or whatever. It would still, macam mana, you would still rasa kehilangan. even though being with that person hurts you and getting out of it is the right choice, is the healthier choice, but at the end of the day, there is still emptiness that you must fill with your self-love and stuff that you like, so that it wouldn't, macam, so it would heal your heart. So I think in everything that you do, do not get scared to get hurt, to cry, to be angry, to just macam setengah orang on like social media and like, oh, I don't want to show the sad part of me because I want to be a role model. I mean, owning up to your flaws is also empowering, so that people don't have to smile all the time and can tell other people like, I'm not feeling it today. Okay, I think people would really understand. I learn to like tell people like, I need, I'm so sorry, I'm moody today. I'm also still learning to tell my bandmates, to tell my manager, to tell my best friend, and just say, I'm not feeling it today. Because usually I would just pan it up alone and just go crazy on my own, or go cerating or whatever, and just go to parties alone or whatever. So I'm learning to like, I'm so sorry I'm late today, but I was very anxious waking up. Oh, okay, are you okay? So I think macam, even in my songs, the purpose of my songs, when people ask me, firstly, kenapa nak buat lagu, after 2 months, I figured out like, I want to be that bridge of emotion where people realize that they are all the same. If you just talk to each other more and talk about things that matters in terms of like, there are friends that are very macam, like, very, very socially awkward, they are very introvert, and then bila lepak dengan I or other girls, it was like 3 of us, I had like a friend meeting and like hanging out, like a cake session and stuff, and then she was like, oh, I never knew you were bullied in high school because you're like this, Leah. I'm like, oh no, yes, I was. So I think that also made her feel like, oh, we are macam not really much difference, that now that I know you've been through this, that this made you this kind
so
of person
now. So they found out through your song?
I mean, I want to make it through my songs. Right, after that, I realised that macam, okay, this is what I want to be. I want to be this kind of writer, this kind of singer, musician, where when people listen to my song, like, oh my God, I'm not feeling this on my own alone. My songs are mostly about emotion that you're feeling when you're alone or with people or with yourself, angry with yourself. So macam murka jiwa is just being angry about what? There's no reason. Sometimes you just feel very angry when you get up one day, lepas tu tiba ada kereta potong jalan you, and then you like, sial lah, marah hari ni, tapi tak, macam marah kereta tu, tapi lepas tu semua benda nak marah. So just celebrating anger and like macam, it's okay to be angry, but just instead of releasing it to other people, maybe you could just be some, yes, I'm angry. Okay, you're angry. Okay, yeah. You know, like, I'm sad. I have mixed emotions where I love myself, but I'm also very anxious. I'm also very down. Okay, never mind. It's okay. It's all right. So I think my songs are pretty much about celebrating those emotions. And when I sing it, it's always like, I always feel like I want to cry. If I don't feel like crying, or if I don't feel that I betul-betul lepas, I would like really regret it because I am not delivering it the right way. So macam, if I am angry, then if I want to celebrate anger, then I would dance and like sing in anger. I would dance, celebrate it, but at the same time, I would like, can you guys sing with me? But with anger, tak dapat parking, tak sempat makan, gaji kena potong, mak marah ke apa ke, ada orang lambat, event ni start lambat, okay, let's release it right here and sing with me. So people be like, okay. You know, so I really want people to understand that they can be comfortable, achieve what they like, creative macam yang baru-baru, to understand your goal and aim, at least make your aim or goal clearer. Macam I would say to myself, by next year I nak perform any jazz festival lah local, and this year I got to perform at Publica Jazz. It's always like that. Macam before this, I would end up being the backup vocals. I just nak main big festival lah tahun depan, and then I got to sing for as a backup vocal for Ray Jones at Good Vibes, where I met you. So you know, it's like that. So do celebrate every achievement that you get. You get to wake up early today and not be late as usual. So I think it's celebrate every moment that you achieve, even if it is not in an art form. The journey, I think, understanding, it took me like what, 10 years to understand that what people meant by celebrate the journey, not the result, not the outcome. The destination. Like, yeah, when I reached to a certain phase, almost to that destination that I thought was it, that I was like, oh, now I understood what it meant by the journey was important. Because if I didn't meet these people, if I don't go through this, if I don't have heartbreaks, if I don't get depressed, then I wouldn't get to write this kind of song. I wouldn't get to perform in a certain way and make people felt like, eh. So I think at the end of the day, a new creative understand what you wanna, what's your purpose, what's your message. And if people don't understand it, find ways to make people understand, tweak, cheat, lie, steal, whatever, but make it your own. Make it your own. Yeah,
you gotta survive, man.
Yeah, survive. Macam, just surviving, not with the world, just with yourself. Surviving being alive 20 years old, like celebrate that and then have fun. If people say like macam benda ni baru sangat, benda ni macam so old school, have fun with it. I mean, if you feel that you're an old school, but benda old school, and then what are the things that you like right now, that if you put it in, it will be macam fun juga, and then people would understand it more. At the end of the day, we as creative, art form is a medium of communication for me. So I think at the end of the day, communicate, find a way to communicate better. If you're an introvert, how would you like to communicate with people through your art form? So do not be scared to feel, to feel everything that you have to feel. You are allowed, legitly allowed to feel anything that you want. Just jangan susahkan orang. Find a way and a circle and a very strong support system, even if it's not a group of friends, even if it's like friends from here. At the end of the day, you still have a very strong tulang belakang, you know. So have a good support system. Do not be scared to open up to certain people in your life, to include them, so that it would also affect your art. And also just go for it. Langgar je. Yeah. I would put an aim and then langgar je. I don't have any plans.
Bulldoze.
Do it. And if you done it wrong, learn from it and do it better next time.
Yeah.
Find ways to cheat even more.
Yeah.
Macam kalau benda ni macam susah kan. Kalau macam alarm tak bangun, set alarm tak bangun, minta kawan gerak lah, minta mak call lah. That's how you cheat, because at the end of the day, you suka tidur. You know? So, I think go for it, langgar, do not be scared, be fearless. Understand what fearless means in your own context. Like, what is it that I'm scared of?
Yeah, and no one can determine your life for you.
No,
you are
no.
the creator of yeah. your own life.
People can help you figure things out, like as a guidance. You can go for tarot card reading and like macam, oh, this is your vibe, whatever, whatever. Okay, you can take it as macam, okay, this is a guide. Okay, now I kind of, maybe in that sense, I'm not really, but at least now I understand more what I am now than what is said on the cards. So like, okay, then maybe I could explore into this that this person said. If it's not for me, then macam, so yeah, I do things tiga kali, like theater tiga kali, you know, but okay. So I got into a directing workshop for theater last year. So macam, okay, what else? Okay, not for me. After 3 theater, that I think is too much. I would need a year off from music and focus on only theater and that kind of art form. Tak payah lu. Not for me now, but I know how to do it.
I think the one thing that I'm hearing and what I like about you is like you are real. Macam struggle tu pun you masuk sekali. Macam setengah orang like, okay, I am successful now, I just want to talk about the success. You know, but you're talking about the raw stuff. This is what the podcast is all about tau. Macam talking about, oh, berapa banyak, berapa lama nak buat satu teater. Setahun boleh berapa.
Yeah,
how much effort do you need to like bask? How much effort do you need to write an album? And all that tiny, tiny stuff that is not so glamorous. And
yeah,
from the outside perspective, ooh, dia artis, wow, cool.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like, kalau korang tengok kan, macam perform theater ke, on stage nyanyi ke, macam, eh, bestnya. But you guys know, balik rumah, kita orang seorang tau. Balik rumah je, family or everybody is asleep. Kita orang pergi makan, balik rumah, like, that was fun. Now I'm home alone. So we need to survive on that emotional mode juga. Like to like, okay, now you can relax. Let your excitement, adrenaline cool down. Okay, now you have to focus on sleeping, because besok you kena buat quotation and also tag rider and stage setup, whatever stuff. So I think
tu lah, semua orang sebenarnya sama tu.
Sama.
Tak macam mana
kan,
macam
balik
mana,
office pun kau seorang.
Yeah, macam successful ke, famous macam mana. Well, let's just pick an artist like who's big right now.
Siapa? Amanra, Alif.
Okay lah, Amanra lah.
Joflizo lah. Ultimate kan, okay.
Dia so big and like, oh, Joflizo, wow. Okay, dia balik, dia macam duduk, dia tengok phone. And then dia macam
Tengok YouTube
lepas tu dia set alarm, lepas tu dia tidur. Sama je.
Sama je.
Everyone goes through the same shit.
Everybody has a system in their own body that they do every single day, a routine. That even though how much I hate routine, but that's what I do every day. I wake up, I do work and then I come back. It's just in different context and perspective. I think I like to talk more about that kind of stuff because I think no one have told me that growing up. No one have told me like macam, oh, you'll be okay. No one has said that to me. So I'm like, okay. So now I have the power and energy. I always macam like, I want to be able to say things and say shit and people would actually listen to it properly. Because sekarang ni kalau aku cakap apa, people will be like, eh, you know. But I want, in order for me to get to be that person, I need to work my ass off now. So I will be at a point ni, kalau cockiness cakap kan, I will be at a point where I can say, your music is shit. And they'll be like, oh, really? Really, Leah? Oh, okay. I'm sorry, my music is shit. You know, but I'm not going to say that ever to anyone. But like, you know, to actually say reality shit to your face. Okay, you've been through this, but are you happy? Are you okay? How are you feeling? Are you taking care of yourself? Dah makan ke? Like, dah. Okay, belum. Okay, let's go eat. Because that's very important. It's like breathing, so you have to eat every day. You know. So I think
life is actually more complex than it is, but it can be simple if you have a routine.
Yes.
It's just the same thing every single day.
Yeah.
Betul lah.
I think even talking to people, it could be simpler rather than macam, oh ni, what are you doing ni? Macam like, are you okay? How are you feeling? How did you started doing this? So people will like focus. I think attention to people that people forget. I always macam. Also hate myself for not giving more attention to other people. Kadang-kadang bila cakap macam, oh Leah ni macam, and after 1 hour later boleh macam, oh yeah, he said that to me, why didn't I ask follow up about that tadi, macam why didn't I identify or macam acknowledge that tadi. So the next time macam, eh tadi you dah cakap ni oh, okay, because I want to really listen and understand and know what you're talking about. I think it's very Tuesday Morris at Morris.
Tuesday Morris.
Yang macam dia kata, like, he is such a good listener where when he look at you, you really want to say things and tell him stuff. People always share secrets with me. Every human have this wall and guard up. So
about
I think
getting them to be open.
Be open and to understand that I am, me and this person are the same people. If I hang out with macam Aisha Aziz ke siapa kan, macam, oh my god, it's Aisha Aziz, she's so pretty. Kalau lalu sebelah dia, macam midget. Singaporean dia, macam midget siut. Like, even it's a friend, I be like, oh, ingat Takang, I'm like, oh my god, Takang Suiko. Tapi I need to understand, like, she's a person, she's my friend, I know her this way, and we have this connection. Okay, that is it. Like, okay, I know how she is, how she's outside. So I appreciate that. So I'm like, okay, tak adalah nak down or whatever, or like think like compare or whatever, that kind of stuff. Because at the end of the day, macam when you talk to people, I think it's just a matter of being considerate and caring and sharing love and not be scared to actually make connections, like legit real connections.
Yeah, we're all human beings at the end of the day.
At the end of the day, kita macam, we were born in a certain way.
Yeah.
And we would die. Everyone would die, people.
Yeah, everyone would just die at the end.
In macam different ways. Different cara ke bumi. Itu je lah. I think let's celebrate that.
Let's celebrate this journey, like the moment. Yeah. This moment before we die, which is this moment while we are alive.
Yeah, we are living on Earth. Even if the person is in US or New York or whatever, we are on Earth. Yeah. So why can't, you know, just be, like, at the end of the day, I think people are scared because people thought that I am the only one who's feeling like this. If you confide in the right people that respect your feelings, that really care about you, they would be like, macam, oh, this person have shared this. And then people akan nak trade secrets and trade stories. If I say like, I'm a very bad drinker or something, I'm very bad at waking up, I'm not punctual. Oh, yeah, you know what I do? So I'm like, oh, okay, I could try that. And then modified it so that it fits me. So, you know, like Surah Wal As, when yang demi masa sesungguhnya, whatever. I think my problem right now, because I don't appreciate time. If I don't respect and appreciate time, how does the universe want to work the right way on my path, it would come and then it would be like a hit and miss. Ha. So apa kata kita macam appreciate time and understand that time moves with us. So why are we not appreciating it and not respecting it? Time is very important. It's what we do things around. So if the foundation is not strong, then
imagine this, like, because when you said that, I suddenly had this image in my mind, like, okay, this is 2 o'clock and then the bus arrived. Mm. That was your bus to get to the other side.
Yeah.
And then you arrive at 2:01. The bus dah tak ada dah.
Dah tak ada dah.
And that was your big break. That yes. was your international break. Like, yeah, I just thought of that.
Betul, but like macam nanti orang cakap macam, oh dah memang tak ada rezeki, aku tak ada. I faham benda tu.
Melayu selalu cakap macam tu.
I mean, I totally faham. Yeah, kadang-kadang like, macam orang cakap, it's not your time yet, it's not your rezeki, whatever. I understand that. But that happens if you put 100% effort. And memang you on time pukul 2, bus tu rosak, bus sampai 25 minit. Okay, tak ada rezeki. Itu make sense. But if you macam sampai lambat, sebab tu kalau I lambat, I akan cakap I'm so sorry. I would try my best to not let this happen again. So I'm working my way to manage my time better. I think that's my struggle now in terms of time and self-management. Meaning nak keluar rumah, kalau tiba-tiba ada meeting last minute, because being a freelancer or gig ke apa, interview ke, macam mesti ada benda last minute. So macam semua benda dah ada kat tempat yang sepatutnya. So when I go out, I don't forget stuff. I would just tap, go out. I'm very optimistic. I'm such an optimist, but I get sad and angry and depressed and anxious at times. Of course, I have my episodes, bad days. Even macam kau tengok Armin Van Buuren punya documentary yang 100 days with him kan, like few years ago, it was like he said that macam what you guys see outside is what I show. Tapi ni orang dekat dalam rumah ni yang had to face my bad days, where I moody, where I feel like I want to die because my body hurts because of shows, and why do I get angry? That's what my family have to. This is me, yeah. This is the real me, where my family have to go through. Macam kena hadap only them. So I think being empowered or strong or very macam. Orang lain, I would say like macam if you're like a delicate, beautiful soul, lovely, quiet, you can be angry and scream.
Yeah.
It's okay to cry. If you want to cry in front of people, do not be scared. I still have a hard time to cry on stage in theatre because I have this wall inside of me where I'm macam very strong, so I don't cry. I cry, but when I watch like Americans Got Talent ke apa, Hindustan, I nangis depan orang. So I need to macam, okay, why can I cry in front of people? Why can't I cry with emotions when it's emotion? Because growing up, that is considered weak. But growing up, I'm learning like macam no, that is empowering. That is me owning up to my emotions. And if on theatre, if telling the story require me to cry to make people understand, and I'm okay with it. I agree. If I cry, people would react. Okay, then I should find a way inside of me to break that and be more respectful and also to understand this art form. And you are also legitly macam allowed to decide wrongly for you, for your body to learn or for yourself to learn. Macam if I decide this, I know it's going to be very hard, but I know there are consequences that I won't foresee right now, but I hopefully I'll be ready. Understand that whatever you do, there's consequences. Even though I still make stupid choices in my life, but it's very fun. I think I heard Zamira cakap it's repetition. That is true. I think things happens in your life to make you understand. If you don't understand it, if you already understand it, but you choose to still stick with it, okay, enjoy. If it makes you happy, getting hurt or feeling this way, being happy, okay, dipersilakan. If it bothers you, then do something about it. I mean, when I wanted to do soul jazz sounds, when I called my stuff Tropical Soul, just because tak tahu nak panggil apa. Macam ni lagu apa lah, macam Tropical Soul-ish lah. There's percussions, but there's attack-attack yang kononnya technical, which I didn't study music pun at all. I just put shit inside my song. Wait, I lost my train of thoughts. This is the coffee.
That's always talking. A good sign though.
Yeah, kan? That's true. True, move on.
When you lose a train of thought, that means you had a conversation. If it's not,
true. Yes, legit. Not, we are having a legit conversation. Yeah, but I think yeah, macam Jamila cakap like repetition and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean if you're happy what you're doing, keep doing it. If you're not happy, you can change. Yeah,
and then
you can always change course.
Along the way, you will always find things that interest you. Yeah, you would never thought of. If there is space and that could be your new dream, go for it. Jangan macam, oh dulu orang cakap macam ni, patutnya aku stay kat sini. Tak apa, it's okay. I didn't want to do reggae songs, full reggae. I didn't want to be known as a reggae singer. Just because I felt that there's a lot in me other than that. Reggae is just one of the influence that I grew up with. And I appreciated that. And masa basking, I rekindled with all the oldies and the songs that I grew up with, mashing it up. And it works beautifully. So might as well lah kan.
Okay, this is where I give you a break lah kan. Let you ask me the question. It's time to flip the script and ask me anything that you're curious about or not curious about. Whatever that you want to ask.
Are you happy with what you're doing now? What happiness means to you? I would like to know.
What
your view in life and happiness. Just, yeah.
First of all, I'd like to acknowledge that you are an incredible soul, and because you are genuine, you are genuine and open about the things that you go through and the fact that you share, okay, I need to get away sometime.
Mm-mm.
And I myself feel that with me, but the want is more permanent, you know, as in like, oh shit, I'm tired of all this shit, I just want to leave forever. You know, for example,
yeah, of course,
like,
of course.
Faham tak? Dia punya perasaan tu intense. And I don't see, macam every time I do it, it's just, I just don't do it often. I don't go to perhentian, I don't go to pangkum, macam tak often lah. But then the one to just get out is probably the same as you.
Faham.
So my definition of happiness right now is probably being able to express yourself wholeheartedly. And macam, like, if you don't feel like doing certain things, just don't do it. And if you feel like doing certain things, just do it. Like, it's cliche as Nike tagline. It is true, it is a fact.
Empowering so very self-empowering.
But I like meeting souls like you is because macam kadang-kadang rasa seorang tau. Kadang-kadang rasa macam, asal semua orang kecut gila ni? Asal semua orang, why is everyone following the rules? Why is everyone there? Why is everyone, okay, like say, macam contoh lah scenario, because I always speak in metaphors. Like, imagine like a robbery, and then the robber asks everyone to sit down at that space. Why is everyone sitting down? Why is no one running so that, or maybe try to attempt to escape? Even though that you will die, even though
true.
Faham tak?
Faham.
Like, I have that constant feeling, that feeling and that frustration, like me versus me kind of thing, where macam frust lah hidup me. Tapi macam okay ke? Because sometimes I can help people, like you said, when people are frustrated, they tell you stuff, and then you can just say certain things, and then they look at it differently.
True.
Kan?
True. I think that's always fun.
Yeah. Yeah. So happiness also lies in people, though. Like communication. Kadang-kadang hari yang tak ada manusia kan, rasa macam what the fuck is wrong with today kan. Sebenarnya tak cukup exchange of communication.
True.
Tu kan, tak cukup social lah kononnya. Yeah, that is the definition of happiness lah for now.
Nice. Yeah. Okay, two question eh.
Two
satu
question.
Je.
I mean, as much as you want.
As much as I want. Okay, apa lagi? I think where would you like to take what you're doing now in the future?
You mean in like career?
In like expanding it ke, where do you think this podcast to bloom into?
Podcast.
What you're doing now, bloom into podcast lah, mostly.
Podcast, in the podcast sense, I would want to connect with people lah. It's more of, macam, I like to connect with everyone, but there is not, it's not possible if you, it is a lot harder if you are, let's say you are a musician and you want to connect with a painter yang dekat Australia, yeah, tak kena mengena kan. Tapi you boleh with this podcast. Podcast ni macam you punya ayat tadi yang you cakap, cheat.
Ah, cheat lah.
Ni podcast ni cheat tau. Podcast ni social cheating.
Faham. Dia macam fun. Okay.
Ya, yeah, dia bukannya macam oh semata-mata nak wanna bring this to another level ke apa. Yeah. It's like me wanna get to know souls that I find interesting, and it seems to work.
Okay.
Like no one
has
said.
Maybe this is the communication thing that you said just now. Mm-hmm. That's how you actually make sure that you would communicate with people.
Yeah. And then it works juga lah. Macam people tell stories. It's also giving back lah. Maybe ada seorang Muhammad kat mana-mana lah, dia macam press play, dia dengar. And then it helped them. Because they are a big fan of you. They don't really know you as in Leia. And then they get to know you through this. It's like the most extensive interview there will ever be. Macam like it's raw lah. It is raw. But apart from that, just like I said just now, it's a cheat code. But I have received opportunities lah.
Nice.
To macam weirdly
TV show ke apa tak, ke
belum, maybe someday. But nice. This one is like hosting here and there.
Okay.
Yeah, macam ada juga lah orang
that's
notice.
That's nice.
Yeah. Okay lah.
Then okay lah. Lepas ni dia boleh nampak host.
Yeah.
Milo.
Yeah, but I would say in terms of career kan, I want to go big on acting though.
Really? Yeah. Go.
Yeah, that career wise, nice. Like, this is just a side thing where I do it to meet interesting people. Mm-hmm. But personally, I really wanna be an actor macam me.
Nice.
Screen.
Nice.
I
nice.
Hope
I never thought of that, but that is nice to know. Yeah.
I hope it's possible lah. I am putting in the work lah, but I just hope the opportunity and bus to sampai kat situ at the right place at the right time lah.
Of course. I mean, you're already working towards it. I mean, once you say it out loud, it's already like, okay, ni ada.
Yeah.
So it's just, and at the end of the day, you would find opportunities that would connect. Because that is your aim. So unconsciously it's already there.
So you bayangkan, this is a side topic. Let's say if they have a podcast in 1970s.
Yeah.
Contohnya, tiba-tiba you kenal lah Stanley Kubrick.
Stanley Kubrick, I heard tapi I tak dengar.
He's like the director of The Shining.
Oh okay, that's how. Okay.
Okay. Imagine like Jack Nicholson dalam movie tu borak dengan Stanley Kubrick and ada podcast and then recorded.
Wow,
and then
best
sekarang kita boleh dengar.
Betul, that would be super fun.
Faham
that would be a lot of fun.
So betul? Macam I'm looking in the future when everything is done, kita dah pupus, ada orang tengok lagi di Google kita, lepas tu boleh scroll episode ni, zaman ni dia boleh cari balik katalog yang kita pernah borak.
Betul. Dia jadi macam dunia dia macam Mad Max kan. Tapi boleh connect internet kat situ je. Lepas tu macam nak dengar podcast macam, oh ni, oh maybe I should fight the government and like live my life happily. I mean, if you are living in the Mad Max world, it would be very shitty.
Yeah.
Might as well fight them.
Yeah. But yeah, the magic juga. And then I realise it opens up a door for me to meet people. And I also at the same time realise everyone is a human being. Macam the famous ke apa, Genie Boy,
then,
macam yeah, Dean Syed.
That's
like how you admire him kan. He's normal as fuck.
Yeah.
He's just so normal.
And he is also macam like relax je. Like why am I so serious and like caught up in myself? I should like be more relaxed.
Yeah. Yes. We're about to end the podcast. Okay. If you could have a cup of coffee with any dead musician, what kind of conversation will you have and who would that person be?
I don't know how the conversation would go, but with Tupac, because he would say I like in interviews dia akan cakap macam I suka pick stuff from interviews and keep it as my macam my life quote. Macam tu, macam Pharrell cakap, now there's no originality, there's only collaboration. So I make sure if macam I tak ada band or tak ada featuring, my team of production music, we all collaborating. Because if it's only me alone, not much people gonna listen to it. And then so macam Tupac dia cakap, I am working my ass off now so I can make more money, so I can help more people. Because if I don't have money, I cannot help people. Because now in this earth, in this world, now you have to have money to help people. So
damn.
I really want to know why macam what are the changes that he would make. Because macam when he passed away, dia baru ada duit. So what have he done or what is he going to do to help more people with that much money. And Bob Marley, I just nak lepak dengan dia.
Yes, yeah, my Tupac and
Bob Marley. Yeah. And Erykah Badu. Erykah Badu malah hidup lagi. So, macam nak and ada tu semua. And then macam like, semua tu in like one room and just hang out. It'd be so much fun. One would be like super high. One would be like, macam Erykah would be like, like Queen gila babi. And then Tupac would be like, macam, weh, yo, kau tahu tak ni kan, ni kan. Ni doh, kita kena buat ni doh. And then Furah macam, betul lah, tapi mungkin kita boleh buat dengan cara ini. So I think that will be so much fun. I think that conversation will be so much fun. In terms of at the end of the day, it's all talking about how you could collaborate and expand and create. I think that motivation of creation lah. Diorang mesti best gila.
Betul.
Like, sebab diorang punya influence tak ramai. So how did that became into what they have done? And keluar is this love, war, macam apa ni, no more trouble, and then orange moon, benda tu lah.
Yeah, wow. Okay, when it's all said and done, everything is done, how do you want the world to remember you as Lia?
Oh, I have this mantra starting I think last year, yeah, macam like, please make me kind. So I really want to, I'm always known as someone loud and talkative. So I sometimes feel that macam I need to really learn how to communicate and talk better. So people, when I say something important, people would take me seriously or understand what I'm trying to say out loud. So I macam, I think, but and then I came to realize I really want to know people know me as someone that is very kind and brave, fearless lah. Macam kalau dia berani, asal aku tak boleh. Kalau dia boleh lompat pakai kain atas stage dengan tudung nak tercabut tapi pegang tudung nak nyanyi, macam asal aku tak boleh juga nak lompat tinggi-tinggi or like or just stand tegak and nyanyi. I really would like to, I wouldn't say inspire lah, but if people get inspired or if that trigger something, I would really be love to know as someone kind and fearless.
You will be. Thank you so much, Lia, for being part of Hello Kopi Kemilo Podcast. How's the coffee, bro?
Okay, gila doh. I beritahu ni adalah AeroPress. Itu adalah dia punya proses. Kan, I ada kawan-kawan that do coffee juga. Tapi dia macam, I said macam, kopi O ke? No, ni macam house brew, whatever. Macam,
okay. Hand brew,
whatever. Yeah. Macam, okay,
V60.
Sebab kalau I tahu, nanti I nak. So macam, I cannot really drink coffee so much. But I love coffee.
Hello, Kopi Kemilo Podcast. Kemilo Fico, signing out.